As promised, we are joined right now by an MLB Network analyst, a five-time All-Star, eighth all-time with 612 career home runs, seventh all-time in walks, one of only six players in history with 1,700 walks and 1,699 runs batted in, a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, an ambassador for the 2019 MLB All-Star Game, which is in Cleveland on Tuesday, July 9th. Keep in mind, fans can vote during the starters election on MLB.com or on Google search from Wednesday at noon until Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by Hall of Famer Jim Thome. Jim, it is really nice to have you on. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be on. How's everything today?
So good. So good, Jim. It's great to have you back on this show. I really appreciate you. We've got a few things to cover, so let me jump in. It's been a little less than a year, Jim, since you were inducted into the Hall of Fame. So let me start there. What's it like to hear yourself introduced as a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and how long did it take for that to sink in?
I don't think it ever has sunk in, to be honest. It's one of the most special things I think any player could ever experience. For me, that weekend, that 4 days was just an incredible ride, and I would describe it as just being very surreal. You know, you're there with the likes of Hank Aaron, Johnny Bench, Mike Schmidt, George Brett. I mean, the list goes on, and to walk down that hall and to know all the great players that played this game and your name is a part of that, it's humbling. It's just surreal to a point. I still today think about it and I go, wow. You know, you don't ever play the game to be a Hall of Famer. But when you're in the process, you know, and you go through this journey, we call it, If you're given that opportunity and you have, you know, are blessed and fortunate to have those type of numbers, it's just an amazing feeling. I have to tell you, I'm just so lucky and fortunate to have that opportunity, no doubt.
It's a great response. Jim Thome is my guest. And Jim, you were a part of an amazing class, which included Trevor Hoffman, Vlad Guerrero, Jack Morris, Alan Trammell, Chipper Jones. Follow me on this. It's going to take a moment to set this up, but it's so awesome because during the ceremony, Chipper told the story about an early interaction between the two of you in AAA. There was a bench clearing incident, and Chipper said, quote, "I go diving into the pile. Next thing I know, what can only be described as the hand of God grabs me around the throat, pins me up to the backstop netting. All I can hear is don't move. So thinking God had me around the neck, naturally I obliged. I did manage to glance up and see my mother and father in the third row. Mom's eyes were about this big. JT whispered in my ear. He said, 'You done?' I said, 'Yes, sir, I'm done.'" End quote. I mean, Jim, what an amazing story that is. What do you remember about that incident?
I don't remember everything unfolding like that. But when you're in a brawl, look, at the end of the day, you want the brawl to end. If you're not in it yourself and charging the mound, you want to get people out of there. You want the brawl to get over as quick as possible. I mean, that's Chipper's side. Like, look, I didn't go looking for Chipper. Chipper was a great player. Our paths connect during a brawl that, look, I respected Chipper to a point. I didn't want to see him get hurt. I obviously didn't want to get hurt. And when you're in that situation, you try to get people out of there safely and as quick as possible. It's a funny story for me because, you know, I mean, of the respect I have for Chipper, and to hear him tell that story, it's kind of honestly, as now brothers and be a part of the same fraternity, I mean, we both kind of laugh about it now, but it's, you know, look, the game, you get competitive, it does get intense at times, but I know this, from day one, I saw Chipper Jones play, I had the utmost respect how he was as a player, and you never really want to see anybody, a teammate or anybody, get hurt in a brawl that you want to end very quickly.
Jim Thome joins us. Jim, it's very clear. He loves you and respects you the same way. He also made the point that when he played against you, he wanted to hit singles just so he could stop and talk to you because you're so nice, which is another great story. But, you know, he's not the only one. Jim Thome, my guest. Time and time again, Jim, teammates and opponents talked about how much they love your generosity, your warmth, your humility. The thing is, you are a superstar, one of the best to ever play, but you never acted like it. Why was that?
Well, I think that comes from your family. I think that comes from teammates that at a certain point, you know, you have to be sat down and told, hey, this is what's right and this is what's wrong. That's what your parents do. That's what your brothers and sisters do. And that's what ultimately, when you become a Major League Baseball player, that torch is passed down the line. I was blessed and fortunate to have the Eddie Murrays, Dave Winfield, Dennis Martinez, Oral Hershiser back in the mid-90s. Look, these guys had great resumes. And our young Indians teams, you know, we were young, but we had the right mix of veterans that really kind of took us under their wing, and just kind of guided us how to act and how to be professionals. But it ultimately comes back, Jim, to your parents. And I think I was so fortunate. I had great parents that were always supportive. They were there all the time. And, you know, I had a dad that was always in my ear and, hey, you know, do the right thing, do this. And again, I think it all stems from all of the above where the player then has to listen and take that and run with it.
Hall of Famer Jim Thome joining us on the show. Jim, I mentioned at the very top, fans can vote during the All-Star Game starters election on MLB.com or Google search. As somebody who had one honor after another, how much do those All-Star appearances mean to you?
There's nothing like it. I got to tell you, to be introduced on the line for an All-Star Game is the most incredible feeling ever, because here you are, a young player, and I when I see guys that make their first All-Star games, to me, it's a feeling like no other. I have an 11-year-old son right now, and if he makes an All-Star team, if a young player in the major leagues makes an All-Star team, that's as good as it gets. You're one of the best. You're to be introduced in the baseball All-Star game, it's a feeling and like no other, Jim. I'm telling you, it's the best of the best. Here's all these great players, the Mike Trouts, you know, of the world. And then in my time, it was Wade Boggs. It was the Kenny Loftons, the Roberto Alomars, the Cal Ripkins. And to be introduced, it's a feeling, and I've said that, it's like no other, and I can't wait to be a part of it and watch these kids, and that's what they are. They're kids right now enjoying, and boy, are they great players. It's so fun to watch.
Jim Thome joining us. It's great to hear you talk about the youngsters today. Jim, one more thought. You're an ambassador for this year's All-Star Game, which is coming up in 2 weeks in Cleveland. I was actually in the stands back in 97 watching the game. I just was a fan that day. God, the buzz in that stadium and that town was absolutely amazing back then. What's it mean to you to see the All-Star Game back in Cleveland?
Special. And now to go back as an ambassador and be able to, as I said, take my family and kind of enjoy and reminisce on what was in 97 and now look to the way the game's progressed and all these young players, as I said, it's an honor, man. It's Cleveland gets to show off how special it is from the whole package, from the ballpark to the city to the fans, and to be a part of it is just great. I get to manage the Futures game and be a part of that. So it's going to be something really special to see my 11-year-old get to witness 4 days that any 11-year-old would want to experience, and to share that with him and my daughter and my wife and then friends that we have coming, there's no better feeling, I think.
What a blast. He is a member of the Hall of Fame, an MLB Network analyst, and an ambassador for the 2019 MLB All-Star Game. Again, that's in Cleveland on the 9th, Tuesday. Fans can vote during the starters election on MLB.com or on Google search from Wednesday at noon until Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Jim Tomei, my guest. Jim, so great to get caught up with you, and so nice to have you back on the show. Have a great time with that, and it's really good to talk to you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Jim Tomei, MLB Network analyst, five-time All-Star, and eighth on the all-time home run list. Number one on the all-time great dude list. He's such a good guy, Jim Tomei. God, 97. Was that really in 97? That was such an amazing time in Cleveland. Indians were incredible. The Jake. Remember that ballpark was going off.